Can you talk a little bit about your approach to the patient with recurrent disease?
So a patient with recurrent disease certainly would think about different categories for treatment. So platinum sensitive versus platinum resistant, that's a very significant way to group patients. So if somebody's platinum resistant, so they have cancer growing within 6 months of completing a platinum-based chemotherapy, that puts them into a different group. If they're platinum sensitive, then you think about those patients if they're 6 to 12 months out from platinum or if they're more than a year. Certainly if they're more than a year, you have to think about surgery, whether or not bringing them back to the operating room, removing cancer, and then giving them more platinum is the best way. But certainly if they're over a year platinum sensitive, you would consider use of platinum. 6 to 12 months is a little bit harder. And I think at that point, it depends upon the patient, her prior toxicities, and what disease you're dealing with. Are you dealing with a Ca125 of 200 and her CT is negative and she feels well? Or are you dealing with somebody who has an impending bowel obstruction and can't eat? For those patients who are more symptomatic, clearly I would reuse a platinum and add it to something else. The Pfisterer paper that now led to the FDA approval of Carbo plus Gem in platinum-sensitive recurrence is certainly a regimen that can be used. Carboplatinum Taxol could be used. And in patients with platinum-resistant cancers, again, there are a number of chemotherapies, Doxil, Topotecan, clinical trials, all should be thought of for those patients.